Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, Two Men and a Six Pack listeners. We have had a long weekend of basketball, and we're winding it down with this weekend's edition of Two Men and a Six Pack podcast. Trevor, you ready to get rolling?
Let's do it.
All right. Before we start with the show, we want to give a shout out to Matt Ass Slapper Cross, Hungry Howie's. He has provided a buffet of pizza and boneless wings, and we have partaken in those, and it was pretty damn good, wasn't it? Didn't you say you went and picked it up, and you were like, damn, this box is heavy.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I mean, I obviously figured it was going to be deep dish, but I didn't know it was going to be like 3-inch deep dish.
Yeah, it was. So Matt Ass Slapper, we appreciate that. Here's a shout out, Hungry Howie's, Gum Branch Road in the Lowe's Food Shopping Center, as well as Got a location at the end of Piney Green in the what was formerly the Kmart Shopping Center, but no more Kmart Shopping Center. So we're going to get going here. This date in sports, it is July 1. Today is July 1. And if you looked at the thermostat outside, you would know that it's July 1. This day in sports, 1982, Cal Ripken Jr. makes the first of his record 2,216 consecutive Major League Baseball starts at shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles. 2,216.
He's not playing quarterback, or he's not playing running back. Should I be impressed by that?
Dude, I can either answer that now, or you can wait till rapid fire.
I'll wait.
Okay, because I have rapid fire addressed to you based on 2,216 consecutive days of something. Okay. 1997, the Nevada Athletic Commission suspends Mike Tyson for biting Evander Holyfield's ear during a heavyweight boxing match.
I actually remember, and I watched that live. Yeah,
that was kind of crazy. I remember that too. He must have been cutting weight and was very hungry. so he had to get a little nibble there. Birthdays. Not a lot of birthdays in the sports world, so because we are a pop culture podcast that delve into other things a little bit outside of sports. 1953, and I got my man here, Dave Miller, sitting beside me because he's our guest. Dave will appreciate this. Dave Miller, 1953. Guess who was born on this day?
Well, give me a category.
Actor.
53?
Yep.
Mel Gibson.
One half of the Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd, one half of the Blues Brothers, Saturday Night Live fame, was born on this day. Interesting fact about Aykroyd, he was planning on becoming a man of the cloth, a Catholic priest, until he turned 17 years old. Isn't that pretty funny?
Yep. Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. 1961, Carl Lewis, sprinter, long jumper, 9-time gold medalist, U.S. track and field. He won gold medals in 84, 88, 92, and 96. Was born on this day in 1961. And probably more important of any of those, in 1968, and I was born in 1968, not July 1.
Jeez.
Former Playmate model and TV actress, Baywatch star, Pamela Anderson, was born on this day. But her real claim to fame was not being a Playboy model, or at least not in my eyes, nor a Baywatch star. But she was married to not one, but two rock and roll studs, Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, and then later, she wanted somebody just a little bit crazier, so she married Kid Rock. So shout out to Pamela Anderson just for being married to Kid Rock, because that's some bitch is crazy. Anyway.
You were born in 1968.
I was born in 1968. I'm turning 50 in December, dude. I will be 50 years old.
I'll be 30 next month.
You're old. You're old too.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're old. Yeah. All right. This week in sports, we're gonna hop right into it. This is some good stuff we're fixing to talk about. East Coast Invitational Team Camp. Wells Gulledge was on this show last Sunday. Gave y'all a preview. It concluded earlier today on Sunday, July 1st. Just some absolutely fantastic basketball. Wells Gulledge and his staff did an awesome job. Just to give you a quick recap, and then I'm going to let Trevor talk about it a little bit. Some of the top players that participated in this thing: Jalen Withers, he's going to be a rising senior at North Mech. He's looking at Arizona, Florida, Louisville. Caleb Stone Caraway, which is Chris, for all you Dookie fans out there, that's Chris Caraway's son, played at Cox Mills. He's looking at App State, ODU, and Charlotte. Dayron Sharp of South Central, who is a man.
Mm-hmm.
He is a rising junior. He verbally committed to UNC and Roy Williams last week, and we got to watch him play in the finals today, and we'll give you a little bit more about that shortly. But that dude is a man. I want your comment on that real quick.
Well, I watched him. I was, like, looking for him, you know, the whole time, and it didn't take but 2 seconds to spot who he was. 6'10", big as a doorway. And I watched him dunk about 20 to 25 times on I can't remember the name of the team.
It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't make a difference,
I mean,
who it was.
Because he pretty much dunked 20 to 25 times on everybody except in today's championship
game. I guarantee the rim is still shaking at the Commons.
Yeah, it was crazy. Also part of the squad, another North Mech player, Tristan Maxwell. He's a rising junior. That is for you older folks, not Trevor's age. If y'all remember, Vernon Maxwell played for the Houston Rockets, went to the University of Florida. This is Vernon Maxwell's son, Tristan. He is quite a player. I think he had 21 today in the championship game. The championship game was North Mech versus South Central. Damar Anderson, another kid from North Mech. As you can tell, they're loaded. He's a rising junior. Dontrez Styles, a rising sophomore from Kinston. This kid's a player. I don't know if you got to watch
him.
Yeah,
I saw him.
Yeah, he's a rising sophomore. He's already been offered by Ole Miss. A kid that came in, he played 40 seconds in the tournament and then got hurt. A kid named Carter Witt, point guard, rising sophomore out of Leesville Rose. They say he is the number one rated point guard in the country as a sophomore.
Goodness.
Yeah, he's already got a verbal offer from Ole Miss. The kid, I didn't get to see him play, but I've got to see what video can do for you on Google. And the kid is nasty. I watched video, and I guess you can.
What, he roll his ankle or something?
Rolled his ankle in the first 40 seconds when they were playing North Mech.
Oh, wow.
And he got hurt during pool play. And then finally, my favorite player of the tournament, Dylan Blake, first flight, rising junior, best shooter in North Carolina.
Might be more than North Carolina.
Might be more. I'm just telling you, I got to tell you some stuff about this kid later. Crazy. So let me give you the results real quick, and then I'm going to get Trevor's take on it. In the nickel bracket, East Duplin and East Chapel Hill faced off for that championship. East Chapel Hill won that game. In the bronze division, Hoggard out of Wilmington played first flight. Great game. Hoggard won by 2 in that game. In the silver flight, Farmville Central played another Wilmington school, Laney.
And that was a good game.
Yeah, that was a really good game, and Farmville Central won. And then in the gold bracket or the ECI bracket, South Central played North Mech, and North Mech just had too much for them. The combination of Withers and Maxwell and Anderson, just Sharp had a good game.
Yeah.
Just cutting over. So I've talked about it. I want to get your thoughts.
Obviously, North Mech is the best team. But that Withers kid, he is the real deal. As soon as the game was over, he'd grab the ball and they were just running the clock out because they were beating him by almost 20. And just bounces it one time, does a windmill, just tears the rim down. I know the game wasn't going on, but obviously it's still pretty impressive. It'd be interesting to see where he goes because he shot the three pretty well. He did pretty much everything and anything he wanted to do on that court. What do you have, 24 in the championship?
Yeah, so in the championship game, let's see. I actually was following this thing on Twitter, everything. So in the championship game, let's see, he had 24 and 10. He had 24 points and 10 rebounds. Tristan Maxwell, Vernon's son, had 21 points, several threes. I don't know how many threes he had. I mean, he
– at least four.
He took it to the hole, but he could shoot a three. The Anderson kid, who I mentioned, almost had a triple-double.
Well, the good thing
14-8-6.
North Mech did to shut down Sharp was every single time they try to feed the post, they double it real quick. The guy that's a little help side guard, he would just run over and double-team real quick.
Yeah.
So, and they couldn't get the ball to the post fast enough for him to do anything with it. So, obviously, they're just a solid team. One kid I think you might have forgot about, Shaquem Phillips.
Shaquem Phillips also plays for South Central.
South Central. And
yeah, number three.
Yes.
Who is he being recruited by? I mean, he's a player.
I thought ECU and Ole Miss.
Okay. I mean, he was
For sure ECU and I don't know, not Ole Miss, Old Dominion. Yeah. But he reminds me of Kai Bowman.
See, yeah. To me, he reminded me a little bit of Kobe White. He was better at taking. I mean, Kobe. Now, well, Kobe can shoot from outside.
As I say, he could shoot it too.
Yeah, this kid.
I don't know that he can.
This kid could get to the basket anytime he wanted to. I mean, he was lightning quick. He had a great game.
Right.
I mean, legitimately, and I think you agree with me. If South Central had played anybody else, South Central would have won by 30 points, which they literally won every game up until this point.
I saw North Mech play Southwest when I walked into the gym. And so I stopped watching that game.
Did you have to watch it?
Yeah, unfortunately, because, I mean, I was watching back and forth. I was watching Kinston play, too. I'd peek back over, and then finally when it was over, it was 100-43. So I didn't really get to see Jalen Withers really do too much because he was just – they're just trapping the ball, doing layups the whole time.
Yeah.
I really got to see him finally play a championship game.
North Mech and South Central beat their other opponents leading up into the semifinals until the tournament play. I want to say their average margin of victory was probably each of them was probably in the 50-point range. I mean, they just destroyed everybody.
I really want to see Cox Mill play, but I didn't ever get a chance.
Yeah, they were missing their all-world kid, yeah. Wendell Moore. He had a prior commitment, and normally they come to play, but we'll excuse him. He was playing with the under-17 USA national team.
It's a pretty good excuse.
So, yeah, pretty good excuse. I mean, ECI or that, so I guess maybe a little more exposure. I mean, they got beat. In the like we said, they got beat in the semifinals by I think it was South Central that beat them, if I'm not mistaken. Was it South Central beat Forest Hills?
Right. I'm not sure who.
Maybe it was North. No, because North. Oh, anyway, they got beat. Actually, they got beat in the first round of the tournament. Yeah, because the semifinals was North Mech versus Millbrook and Forest Hills versus South Central.
I thought Millbrook was going to be in there too, in the championship game. Yeah. But
they had a good little squad as well. So anyway, great tournament. Looking forward to next year. So bigger and brighter things coming down the pipe. So let's keep talking basketball, but let's flip over to what I'm calling the summer of love, NBA free agency. And Trevor, I'm going to get your opinion on this. I mean, hell, everybody else in the world is chiming in on where the hell everybody's going free agent wise. So I want to get your opinion on some things. Since I kind of made our show notes, we've had a little revelation in the last 18 hours or so. So Kevin Durant has re-signed 2 years, $61.5 million. Paul George has re-signed with the Oklahoma Thunder. That is a strange one, especially for the number of years. 4 years, 137.
Is he worth that much money?
I don't know, but the thing, he only needed 2 more years to hit his 10-year mark, and then he could go for that super max contract. So everybody's trying to figure out why in the hell he resigned for 4 years. And they're saying that he's committed to OKC and committed to Russ. That's what I'm hearing. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Chris Paul signed a super max deal with the Houston Rockets, 4 years, $160 million. Just don't know there's much cause for a 35-year-old point guard in the NBA, but I'll leave the Houston Rockets to determine that. DeAndre Jordan, this is a strange one, opted out of playing with the Clippers, who legitimately had a better team than Dallas Mavericks, to sign legitimately the same deal that he had, 1 year, $24.1 million. That was what he was scheduled to make with the Clippers if he had not opted out of that contract.
Maybe he buys into the Luka Doncic thing, experiment, and he wants to be on that.
Maybe that's the case. So we still got LeBron sitting out there. We still got DeMarcus Cousins, who the rumors say the Lakers are hot on him. You got Clint Capelas from the Rockets, who had a great year this past year.
He actually had a meeting with the Lakers, or is scheduled a meeting with the Lakers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Speaking of the Lakers, Julius Randle is a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And then two players we really don't care about, but we'll mention it, Jabari Parker, ex-Duke. And the original OBB, and for y'all who did not listen last week, if you don't know OBB, that's the original bitch boy, J.J. Redick.
He'll find a home somewhere.
Yeah,
J.J. Redick, for
maybe
sure.
Maybe it'll be in the G League. Who knows? So,
well, DeMarcus Cousins, come back from a ACL injury. I don't know. I mean, he's not like a lightweight 170-pound guard.
Yeah.
He's a 260-70-pound power forward with a bad Achilles now.
Yeah. But tell me this. I still like Cousins. So what do you think about Cousins and LeBron and Kawhi with the Lakers and taking George out of the mix? They would have to give up something. There would have to be some kind of sign and trade deal. And they would probably end up – the Lakers would have to give up some way, shape, or form, either Brandon Ingram, the Lonzo Ball, who actually tore his – tore his ACL meniscus.
Yeah, he'll be ready for
– he'll be back in a week. Don't worry. His dad, because that big ball of Brandon, they don't have injuries. Or the Kuzman kid. Some sort of – that potentially – Cousins, Braun, and Kawhi could potentially – I don't know if it could work.
Whatever team you're trying to like come up with, or whatever like anybody is trying to make, or whatever everyone puts these guys in their new jerseys and looks pretty cool. Might be a good idea. All you have to ask yourself are who's going to guard on the Warriors? Can DeMarcus Cousins guard anyone on the Warriors?
Yes.
Who?
The coach.
Yeah.
The
thug.
Yeah.
The thug on that team. He can cover what's his face.
Draymond Green.
Yeah, he can cover Draymond.
Crazy.
Green. I think he can. If not, he'll punch him. Look, the sole purpose of getting DeMarcus Cousins on any team is for when...
To get technical fouls?
No, it's for when they play the Utah Jazz and Bitch Boy tries to trip him and then DeMarcus Cousins can punch him right in the face. So I would hope he goes to the West so he would play him like four to six times.
I really don't think Grayson Allen is going to do that.
You don't think Grayson Allen has the nerve to do that?
I don't think he'll be on the floor, first of all.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Maybe when they're shaking hands or something, he might try to trip
Maybe
him.
Maybe if DeMarcus Cousins is rehabbing in the G League, he might be anyway. So what about Kawhi? So what do you think is going to happen with Kawhi? Seriously.
Oh, man.
I'm going to ask you about Kawhi, and then I'm going to ask you about LeBron. You tell me.
Just after today's – I mean, I get – notifications on Twitter left and right that so-and-so is working this deal to make this happen so they can bring Kawhi and LeBron to the 76ers. So now it looks like the front running is everyone's going to the 76ers. Obviously, nobody knows if it's true. Nobody knows if they're going to the Lakers. Nobody knows anything. It's all speculation until something is on ink on paper saying we're getting this deal done. But as of right now, I think LeBron's still going to the 76ers. I don't know where Kawhi is going to end up.
All right.
I have no idea.
I think when the dust settles.
Okay.
The dust settles. I think LeBron James will be playing for the LA Lakers. I do not know why, but I think he'll be playing.
No reasoning, nothing?
No, I don't know. I just have this feeling. I think we're really overthinking it. I think everybody's overthinking it. And I just think that... I don't know, man. I don't know.
The 76ers said that Embiid's off.
They said Embiid, Simmons, and they even threw Fultz.
They don't even play with him.
They need to throw Fultz back. I mean, probably he's off the table because nobody wants him.
That's true.
I mean, that's probably why. They would have to pay them more to take him.
They might get a second round for him.
Shit. I mean, would you trade Markelle's Fultz for Grayson Allen? No.
It's tough.
Okay, we're moving on because I'm tired of talking about it. It's not. So we'll see what happens. Someone said the rumor is that LeBron has made up his mind. The rumor that I heard today was LeBron has made up his mind and he's going to reveal it on Tuesday. Why Tuesday?
Maybe he's going to do another announcement.
I don't know. It's going to be revealed on Tuesday. That's what I've heard. So anyway, let's move on to college football. Florida Atlantic University has renegotiated and extended the contract of head coach Lane Kiffin. His base salary remains the same at $950,000, but his contract was extended to 2027. That's legitimately 8 years from
now.
That's
a long time.
I mean, nine years from now. And they've added a slew of incentives. So here's some of the incentives. They're going to provide a university car and a membership to Country Club. Hell, I thought he would have had that negotiated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bad – he must be his own agent.
Originally.
I thought that would have been in the original. But, okay, so Lane, you need to negotiate a little harder on the first term. He gets this is funny, because he's known to leave, $50,000 retention bonus if he's there every January 15th of every year. So $20,000 if the Owls appear in the Conference USA Championship game.
Not going to happen.
Well, they went 10-3 this past year, and they appeared. So we'll see what happens. $30,000 if they get in a bowl game, without appearing in the championship game. If they just get an at-large bid, which now, you know, there's 97 bowls. So, and then they get a, then that 30,000 becomes 40,000 if they're in the conference championship game, obviously, and then they'll will obviously get in a bowl. He gets a whopping $500,000 if they make a BCS playoff appearance. And one of the BCS, yeah, that's not going to happen. And then if he's conference coach of the year, $15,000. If he's national coach of the year, $100,000.
Well, if he gets a BCS, he might could get the national coach of the year. If he gets a potentially. BCS, but
so very incentive laden contract for Mr. for Coach Kiffin.
Why didn't they just say we'll give you a $10 billion if you win the national championship?
Yeah, you know, I actually would
have 500 billion. Who cares?
I actually would have negotiated that in. I would have tried to put some astronomical number in there, and then would have kind of gone back to whatever, like the blue chips of basketball, and tried to illegally recruit everybody that could come to the team, win it, even if it did get vacated in 5 years because of sanctions.
Okay, LeBron James has agreed to a four-year, $154 million deal with guess who?
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
What did I tell you? It's just appeared as we're recording this show. LeBron James.
I couldn't even talk. I was so excited.
It just went away. As being reported by somebody. Just tell me who.
It's verified. Hang on.
Tell me who was being reported by.
Shams.
By Shams. That's not a good name to be reporting something.
He reports everything. He's
Shams
on it.
Charan. LeBron James. 4 year, 154. The domino now, guys, the dominoes are going to start falling. Randall's going to sign. Redick's going to go back and sign with the 76ers. DeMarcus Cousins is coming to the Lakers. Wait and see. That's my next prediction. DeMarcus Cousins is coming to the Lakers.
Man.
I'm telling you, just wait and see.
What about Kawhi?
And they're going to trade for Kawhi, and they're going to give up. If they get Kawhi, they're going to have to give up two of the three young kids. They're going to have to give up in some way, shape, or form Ingram, Kuzma, and Ball. They're going to have to give up two of those.
I just said LeBron's going to the 76ers. I sound like an idiot.
Yeah, you are, but that's all right. I saved you because your partner said they were going to the Lakers. All right, let's move on because I am the best. speaking of bowl games we just talked about, this is one of the most asinine things I've ever heard in my entire life. The NCAA Competition Committee is proposing to add three new bowls to the bowl series, football series in 2020. Two sites that are confirmed that are pretty much considered locks are Chicago and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I don't know where in the hell they're going to play. Where they're going to play in Myrtle Beach? Maybe they're going to build a football stadium, or maybe they'll play indoors.
They'll play at Coastal.
Well, that yeah,
it's not really.
Yeah, I mean, potentially Conway, South Carolina. So I guess they're calling that.
That stadium's not very big.
Well, I would with it being potentially like the 46th bowl.
Correct.
I mean, you know,
you only need 500 people.
500 people. Yeah. I mean, the Water Boy. I mean, this is potentially
Florida Atlantic will be there.
This is potentially Water Boy, Adam Sandler kind of type teams.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the last spot that is up for grabs here. Now this is interesting. Have y'all heard one of the last spots that's up for grabs? I know Bob Mills has.
I haven't.
That's Arizona State potentially, or that's, you know, Tempe, Charleston, South Carolina, or Greenville, North Carolina.
Really?
Yes, that's right. Thank you for setting that up for me perfectly. Greenville, North Carolina.
Huh.
The proposed name I heard, the Barbecue Bowl.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
Why? Why? I mean, why?
Because ECU's always getting roasted.
Listen, no. I don't want to go to Greenville in the summertime or in August. I don't want to go there now. Why in the hell would I want to go to Greenville, North Carolina in December or January to watch a bowl game?
Would you ever want to go there, period?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to go there at all. I mean, if Carolina would potentially get that bowl game, then I don't know what I would do. In fact, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Let's just move on. So, potentially, Greenville, North Carolina will host a bowl game. I guess that may be the only way that East Carolina could potentially
make
a bowl.
That's what I'm
saying. I guess you make your own bowl.
Home field advantage.
To me, it would be called the toilet bowl, but I mean, and they would have the home field advantage with that.
Well, they're going to keep adding bowls and more money. I mean,
yeah, so
it's just a little bit of money here and there.
Anyway, all right, folks, we're moving to the World Cup. This is. Just to let y'all know, the first repeat guest that we've had on two men and a six pack. We've got our soccer aficionado, Coach Dave Miller, who just cracked open an ice cold beverage to delve into this podcast. Dave, thanks for returning and talking about the second round or the knockout round. But
yeah,
before we get there, I got to just ask you, what in the hell happened to Germany?
They choked. Well, I was actually watching Casey Keller, old national team keeper. Yep.
I think I saw this on ESPN.
Right? I think with Golic and Wingo were one of them. And he basically said that it was pretty much the same team from the last World Cup. And he said, it doesn't matter. You can't take the same team, expect the same results. And, you know, the Confederations Cup they played in last summer was the B team. And they destroyed everybody.
They destroyed. It was basically their second team, and their second team beat everyone.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know, Keller had a very good point that, you know, some of those guys from the B team should have been playing in this World Cup. And because of, you know, the names that carried Germany along, and that was probably their downfall, is that, you know, they just didn't get it done.
I'd heard something about a little potential dissension, that there was obviously a lot of native-born Germans that were playing, obviously.
Right.
Playing, but also, I guess, some players from other countries that had gotten their German citizenship and were playing for the team, and that there was a little... Had you heard that?
To me, that's
bullshit. I mean,
right.
Excuse my language. Because you're playing... I mean, you know, you would think you're a professional, and
right, but, I mean,
you should be freezing anybody out or doing whatever.
You know, you look at the guys who are out there, but they struggled. You know, they stoppage time winner over Sweden.
Yeah.
You know, lost to Mexico. So, I mean, they were struggling, and then not getting through, you know. But the crazy thing is, you know, some of your favorites, you know, Spain, Portugal, Germany,
we're going to talk about
that. That's crazy.
Before we move on to the knockout round, for our listeners, I want you to put into perspective, related to football, basketball, related to some U.S. that we would understand, potential understand, Germany not making it to the knockout round. Is this like Villanova, Georgetown basketball back in, what was that, Bob, 84, 85?
Oh, back in the mid-80s with the Big East?
85, when Villanova ups beat Georgetown with Patrick Ewing in the NCAA championship. Or State, when they beat...
Right, in 83.
When they beat Houston, the five-slam. What kind of potential...
It is, but it's not, because they're not even going to make it to the championship game and get beat by some underdog. I mean, they got knocked out in, like, the first round of the playoffs, if you look at it.
I'm just trying to... I just want really people to understand perspectively what this is.
Well, and, you know, and last time I was on, we talked about it, and, you know, I was kind of looking at what everybody was saying, and, you know, just about everybody was saying it should be a Brazil-Germany final.
Yeah, you know?
Now you're looking at it with how things have happened and the results, you kind of scratch your head and wonder who's actually going to make it there.
Who's going to survive?
Right.
Well, let's hop into that. So half of the brackets are done, because some games were played on Saturday and some games have been played today. So we're going to go through the brackets, and I'm writing these down, and I'm going to shoot a snapshot of this and put – these are Dave Miller's predictions. We're putting this on Facebook later on. So Uruguay beat Portugal.
Correct.
Which was an upset.
Yes.
France survived Argentina.
Yes, they did.
They got a 19-year-old dude that's a stud.
France is pretty good. And watching them in group play, I wasn't sure if they'd be able to get their stuff together, because they're very talented, but they weren't playing very much as a team.
Yeah.
And I watched bits and pieces yesterday, because it was at the Clash of Carolina, so I didn't get to see the Argentina-France game. But from the way it sounds, it looks like they played better.
Yeah.
More as a team. So France could be a team we're going to be watching.
All right. Russia beat Spain in PKs.
I think the pass count, you know, possession is a big part of the game. I think Spain had like over 1,000 passes.
They had over 1,000, and Russia had 200, like 200 and some.
Yeah, so.
Possession overrated?
A little bit.
Okay.
But, you know, of course, Russia, I mean, I watched part of the game, and, I mean, Russia parked the bus. I mean, they played very counterattack style of soccer, made it hard for those passes to get in, create scoring chances. And, you know, it's unfortunate. You had a handball in the box, and that ties the game up, and Spain couldn't find a go-ahead goal.
Besides Germany not making the knockout, Spain, biggest upset?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, I agree. And then we had Croatia and Denmark. Croatia also winning in PKs.
Correct.
The first time that two games on the same day of knockout.
I think since gone to early 80s.
86.
Yeah.
I think it was 86. Yeah. I saw the stat on ESPN today. Right. So let's fill out the rest of the bracket.
Okay.
I'm going to call these out to you and you tell me. We got Brazil and Mexico.
I think Brazil's the team.
But don't
be surprised if Mexico finds a way to get through.
Okay. Belgium and Japan.
Belgium. But again, Japan's very disciplined, good defense.
And let's be honest, nothing is going to surprise us at this point.
No, not at all.
All right. We have Sweden versus Switzerland. That is a Nordic battle of a bunch of blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys. Not really, but anyway. Sweden or Switzerland?
That's a tough one.
Everybody under they don't give Switzerland a lot of credit.
No, I was going to say Switzerland. I mean, they've got a couple decent players.
Let's go with Switzerland.
Sweden's defense is pretty good, but let's go with the red team.
Okay. And then Colombia and England. That's going to be a really good match.
All right. I think whoever wins that one between the two.
Okay.
I think gets to the final four.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go from here after this.
All right. So I'm going to go England.
England.
I just think they're playing some pretty good soccer.
Okay.
I mean, even though they kind of...
I like their manager. Their manager's young. He's the coach in the Premier League.
Correct.
What's his name? Gareth Northgate or something like that.
But, you know, it just kind of changing the whole English thinking of soccer.
I like their captain now, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. He's been playing well, scoring some goals.
He's a player. All right, England, Switzerland. So with what you told me, you think England is through past that one. We have Russia and Croatia.
I think it's going to be Croatia.
A battle of countries whose names end in A, okay?
And Croatia. I really think that game could be pretty ugly to watch.
Really?
Yeah, it's not going to be fun soccer.
Okay, and then so between England and Croatia, you're saying England.
I think England.
You said England will be going through. Now let's go to the other side of the bracket, which... was a bright side of the death.
Correct. I totally agree.
Uruguay and France.
I think France gets through.
I think France gets through as well. We have Brazil and Belgium. That's going to be a hell of a damn match.
Honestly, I think that
is the World Cup championship.
I think who wins that wins it all.
Okay. So who are you going out with?
Who do I think's going to win or who do I want to win?
Well, I'm going to post this on Facebook and write your name on it. So who do you want that to be?
I would like it to be Belgium.
Belgium. But you...
I kind of think Brazil's going to get through.
All right, so then we got Belgium and France, and obviously based on your discussion, you think Belgium will beat France.
Correct.
And then based on previous discussion, you think Belgium will beat England and become World Cup champs.
I do, but don't be surprised if England pulls the upset.
Wow. That would be pure pandemonium.
Yeah. They've only won one in 1960.
Yeah.
10 years after getting the biggest World Cup upset ever. But look, I've enjoyed it. I mean...
It's been fun because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Correct. And, I mean, there's been some good games. There's been some players that you just scratch your head, like, one, what they're doing. Two, just in awe of some of the stuff that they're able to do on the field.
Bob Mills has gotten up here, walking over here. Bob, is there something you want to contribute about World Cup soccer? Is there something that you'd like to say?
Yes, I think Miller said it right whenever he said it's going to be tough to watch.
Dave, hang out, man. Thank you so much for that commentary.
Appreciate it.
We got some rapid fire that you might want to participate in. And Bob, got some rapid fire you may want to participate in. Trevor, we're going to do duds and studs or studs and duds, and then we're going to flip into rapid fire.
I do have one announcement.
Okay.
Same guy that tweeted says, sources, as trade talks have unfolded, Kawhi Leonard's focus is unchanged. He wants to be a Laker.
I'm telling you, man, Kawhi, DeMarcus Cousins, and LeBron James.
You're all chasing the ring.
You're 2-for-3 right now.
So. I tell you, just watch it. I got my inside score. Y'all, my nickname is Gene Wojciechowski from ESPN, the guy that reports all this stuff.
Right there.
Or Adrian. Adrian, well, some people call me Gene, some people call me Adrian. So anyway.
Him and Shams are the same thing.
Okay, anyway. Tell me your stud of the week.
Tell me yours, and I'll add to yours.
Okay, you can add to it. My stud of the week, Dylan Blake, 6 foot, 160-pound guard, first flight, high school, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. When he steps into the gym, he's in range.
Seriously.
Kind of like Bob Mills. In one pool play game at the ECI this weekend, he had 14 three-pointers and had 45 points. And then another game, he had 9 three-pointers and had 30-plus points. In the semifinals against West Brunswick this morning, he scored 18 points in the fourth quarter. In 10 minutes, he scored. And the kid went freaking crazy to lead a comeback and to get his team in the finals. They end up losing by 2 points to Hoggard. I'll go ahead and tell you, the kid was dead tired. He got fouled on a three.
Yeah.
They were down by three. He went to the line shooting three free throws. He only made one out of the three. And the comment was made, well, damn, he was too close. He needed to have backed up. He needed to have backed up about 18 to the top of the key and shoot. But anyway, his team this last year set a state record for the number of threes made during the year.
Yep.
They were seventh, I think, in the country in 3 points made. And legitimately, he's the best shooter scorer I have ever seen since Craig Thompson. Onslow County, best scorer shooter legitimately ever. Now, you tell me who your stud is, because I know you're going to add on to this.
I got the same stud. I didn't think that would actually happen. Both of our studs would
That's the first time ever.
That is the first time. A 15, 16-year-old kid that can just shoot lights out. So, he hit 56 three-pointers in 9 games.
What?
56 threes.
Wow.
And what's really crazy is most of them are from the volleyball line. Me and Bob were watching him play at the Commons, or the middle school. And literally like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, was that in this tournament?
Yes.
Oh, somebody tweeted that he hit 56.
Yeah. Oh, wow. 50, just this weekend.
Yeah, this is weekend.
56.
I didn't make 56. I played NBA Jams last weekend, all weekend long, because my wife was out of town. I mean, legitimately for 48 hours, and I didn't make 56 threes playing NBA Jams
so all weekend. Obviously, I'm impressed by his shooting, because he can just shoot it from anywhere. But what's really impressive is this kid was driving down. The first flight was on defense. Kid was going, I guess he was trying to dunk.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
And he just cups it at the top where the kid's jumping and brings it right back down.
Well, he came out of nowhere and did it, didn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah, and just cupped it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, his head's near the rim. That kid is just athletic.
So, just to let you know, on the Two Men and a Six-Pack website, which we are going to probably get up and running at some time, we may just put it on a Facebook page, we're going to start making first flight jerseys, number three jerseys, and they're going to be going on sale for $60 a piece.
Seriously.
This kid is legit.
Lights out.
Lights out. He will play somewhere. He won't play D1. He's too small. He might. I don't know.
But look, I tweeted earlier. I said every team that passes on this kid will regret it. I don't know if he's going to play D1. Unless he might grow. He's 17, 16 years old. He might grow 2 more inches and be a D1 prospect.
But that may throw off his shot if he grows 2 more inches.
I think he works hard enough he could figure it out.
Yeah. The kid's a stud. So, Dylan, I'm going to hashtag you on this podcast, and if you listen to SoundCloud, or actually,
I'll send it to
Trevor.
Him.
Trevor has follows you on Twitter now, so he's going to send you this. Dude, you're a stud, and I was the big guy when you were sitting outside that told you played you had a hell of a tournament. I told you know you played a hell of a game, and
I'm sure you heard that more than one.
I'm sure you heard it from more than but not one big guy like me. But anyway, Dylan Blake, our double stud of the week.
Yeah.
Who's your dud of the week? You go first.
In the same tournament, unfortunately, the Coastal Christian team, yeah. I guess.
The brawl in Montreal. Actually, the brawl in the Commons.
Yeah, in the Commons. I mean, it was actually a really great tournament. I didn't doubt you and Wells couldn't put on a good tournament, but I thought I was just going to be like unorganized. I know you've been doing it for a long time. I don't have faith in you. I just figured,
18 years, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, that don't mean nothing. I mean, but I just thought I was going to, I mean, but it was real smooth. Until obviously that situation, you couldn't pay me $100,000 a year to be an assistant coach for that guy in that organization.
Yeah, that was a tough for y'all. Don't know though. In 18 years, we have never had any potential. We've had some kids push each other, this and that. We had a fight kind of occur. It was someone came out of the stands, an adult came out of the stands and potentially tied up with a player. The player chose not to press charges. You know, if it had been me, I'd have sent that son of a bitch to jail, but that's just me. But it got ugly, but thank goodness it happened so quick. It was like 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and it was over with. It could have been a lot worse than what it was.
Right.
But thankfully, cooler heads prevailed. And like I said, first time in 18 years.
18 years, only one scuffle. That's good news.
I mean, yeah, one thing has ever happened. So we've been extremely.
I do know one Christian school that would never get in a fight.
Living Water.
And this is a plug that I might get an invite next year.
So Living Water is pitching to be the Christian school.
Yeah, we'll be the Christian school that won't get in a fight.
Well, that's awesome, because in rapid fire, I'm going to have a question that addresses that.
Okay.
All right. So my dud of the week, and this will be quick. We'll get into rapid fire right now.
Okay.
My dud of the week. Germany. Enough said.
Agreed.
Soccer.
Deutschland. Yes. Deutschland or Deutschland?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. Deutsch. Yeah. Okay. So is it Deutschland or Deutschland?
Deutsch.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So Germany. You're our rapid fire. I mean, you're our dud douche of the week. Okay. Here we go. Rapid fire. You ready?
Ready.
Yes or no? Besides breathing and eating and potentially taking a bowel movement, have you ever done anything for 2,216 consecutive days, like Cal Ripken Jr. did?
No.
No. I didn't think you would. Besides the aforementioned, those three things, is there anything that you've done for 16 consecutive days?
Probably not.
Yeah, because you're not committed to anything. That's okay. Yes or no, if you and Bobby Mills were ever locked up in a five-finger match to the death, would you consider biting Bobby's ear or any other part of his body to gain an advantage and survive?
No.
So you would die before you bit his ear?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. What would you rather do? Swear to a life of celibacy and become a Catholic priest, or have several plastic surgeries like Pamela Anderson, which have included a boob job, obviously an enlargement, a facelift, a face volumization, fillers to the cheeks and chin, and, of course, Botox to the lips? Which would you rather do? Become a Catholic priest or have those plastic surgeries?
I think I'm going to go with the Catholic priest.
Wow. Dave, which one would you rather do? You would obviously have to have the plastic surgery.
I'd have to have the plastic surgery.
Bob, plastic surgeries or celibacy? Never mind. Just shut up.
I'd have Botox again.
Yeah. I would have a boob reduction. I mean, enlargement again. So anyway, because I don't think mine are big enough. Anyway, here we go. True or false, Trevor, watching 4 days of basketball this past weekend at the ECI team camp has been better for you than having sex? True or false?
Gosh. True. I'm exhausted.
Bob, does that offend you in any way whatsoever? Okay, I just want to make, for those of you who don't know, Trevor dates Bob's daughter. Anyway, okay.
Used to.
Okay. Yeah, used to. Brittany, sorry, Brittany.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually sweating.
Because of the basketball or sex?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Here we go. After watching First Flight High School play basketball, who is a bigger idol to you, Trevor? Roy Williams or Chad Williams, the coach of First Flight?
Roy's still up there, but Chad's definitely second place now. I'll tell you that.
You spent how long talking to his assistant coach about their offense?
About 20 minutes.
Yeah. You got some good notes?
Oh, yeah. I got it all. Right. We can't run the system, but I might try.
Okay. Fill in the blank. Seeing the level of talent at this year's ECI, the Living Water Warriors would win blank number of games in next year's camp if invited.
As many as Southwest did this year.
Which would be?
Zero.
Okay. Best team you watched play at this year's camp?
Best team, obviously, North Mech. Okay. Not my favorite, but the best.
Best player you watched play?
I'm going to go with Blake.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, for just.
Just sheer funness.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. I mean, obviously, Withers is the best player.
It's fun to watch
player.
A 6 foot, 160-pound white kid just stroke it from all over.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking when they set pick after pick, I'm thinking Hoosiers. When Dennis Hopper says, don't get caught watching the paint dry. I mean, it was just like classic, dude. They were just setting pick after pick after pick.
It was awesome.
Yeah. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the depths of hell, how down is Onslow County basketball going to be in the coming year? Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm
going to
help it out, so I'm going to go with like a 8.
Shit,
I'm
going with a 72. So now we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Pretty rough.
White Oak won 4 games.
They didn't play anybody.
They play, you play, you draw, man. White Oak won 4 games. They went 4-3 in pool play. Northside went 1-6 in pool play. Richlands went 1-6 in pool play. And Jacksonville and Southwest went 0-7 in pool play. So from my calculations, mm-hmm. White Oak won more games by themselves as the other four schools combined. Why do Onslow County basketball guys is down? That's going to be down, Bob.
Very much so.
Very much so, Dave. As athletic director of one of those schools that didn't win a game.
What are you asking me?
Exactly, he's putting you in a trap.
Brighter days ahead.
It can only get better, right?
That's right. Yep. Absolutely. Moving on. With Pop, do what?
Not Sean Thompson.
Moving on. With Paul George, Chris Paul, and Kevin Durant re-signing with their respective teams, this year's free agent market has been more disappointing than all of the Onslow County High School basketball teams combined showing in this year's ECI. Which one?
Well, now that LeBron just got signed, but I'm going to go with the East, or with the Onslow County.
Okay, good deal. Yes or no? Do we really care? Really, really? Do we really care where Jabari Parker or J.J. Redick sign in free agency?
It's not going to matter, no. Really.
Well, plus because they're Duke players. Who cares? Yes or no? LeBron James will win another NBA championship before he retires.
Yeah, he probably will.
Okay. Yes or no? LeBron greater than Michael Jordan?
No.
Are you sure? I'm gonna repeat that. Are you sure?
1,000% sure.
Okay. I have to ask you that every show. Yeah, not every show. Either that or figure skating comes up every show. Okay. Yes or no? Lane Kiffin will be at Florida Atlantic in 10 years.
No.
In 5 years?
Maybe five.
3 years.
I'm gonna go five.
Okay.
1 year.
Would you? Okay. Now, I've got a series of would you rathers for you, Trevor.
I'm pretty nervous now.
You should be. Would you rather stay at home and have your eyebrows plucked out with tweezers, eat canned dog food made of animal parts, and go on a date with Caitlyn Jenner, or attend a college bowl game in Greenville, North Carolina in December or January?
I'm just going to go watch football. Okay. All the other stuff sounds
so
like
you would rather go do that. I would legitimately eat dog food than go watch a game.
You say go on a date with the guy, girl, too. I don't know.
Don't have to try to score with him. It's obviously you like basketball better than sex. I mean, what the hell? It doesn't matter. All right. Would you rather fart every time you laughed or burp every time you cry?
If I have to burp, I guess.
Burp every time you cry. Okay. Would you rather not have sex for a year or have it every day of your life but never have an orgasm?
I guess once a year.
Would you rather not have sex for a year? Okay. Would you rather have a bell go off every time you got horny or never get horny?
Just never. That'd be bells going everywhere.
Okay. Last one. Would you rather die by a zombie attack or a shark attack?
Zombie, I guess, because...
Zombie attack or shark attack?
Well, zombies at least know are coming. Sharks, you don't necessarily know.
Yeah, that's why.
Sneak attack.
Zombie.
I can see a zombie.
So would you?
I can smash him in the head.
I got a chance. So shark, I'm done.
So would you rather fart every time you laughed or burp every time you cried?
I'd be farting a lot.
You would be farting a lot because you laugh all the time. You'd be farting right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I fart.
Yeah.
With that said, we better end this. Guys, thank y'all for listening today. We hope y'all have a wonderful night. Stay tuned next week, and we're going to have some very special guests on coming up here. Don't know it's going to be next week, but we'll have some coming on. Trevor, later.
See ya.